Berenice from French Tutoring Fun. Bienvenue. Today in this podcast, I would like to tell you about why you should learn French. French is a difficult language. It takes dedication, motivation, and is time-consuming, requiring consistency and repetition. But you can do it. I'm here for that. I will help you, and let's do it together. Le français, French in English, is the official language in 29 different countries across 4 of the 6 continents: Europe, Africa, North America, and Oceania. Do you have an idea which country have the highest French-speaking population? Try to guess. An idea? Well, it's Democratic Republic of the Congo in Africa with 84 million people, followed by France with more than 67 million and Canada counting more than 37 million people. That means 7% of the global population speaks French. If is that not enough to persuade you starting learning French, well, don't worry, I have more to convince you. So continue listening. The number of French language speakers has increased by almost 10% since 2014. It is the fifth most spoken language in the world, the fourth on the internet. French is the official language in the Olympic Games, where all notifications are in French. In Africa, French is the second language and 59% of daily French speakers are on the African continent. In 2070, there will be 747 million people speaking French. Traveling and culture. As I mentioned previously, we speak French on 4 continents. Therefore, you have a great chance while traveling to meet French speakers. France counts 11 French territories distributed all over the world, in the Pacific Ocean with New Caledonia, French Polynesia, Wallis and Futuna, the Indian Ocean with Mayotte and Réunion, the Atlantic Ocean with Guadeloupe, Martinique, French Guiana, and many more. Thanks to the contribution of all the territories, French culture is now one of the most diversified in the world. French food. You want to impress your partner and invite him/her in the world-renowned French restaurant? France is well known for its cuisine. Each region has une spécialité gastronomique, food specialty in English, and is a world reference to teach new chefs coming from all over the world. 638 restaurants in France have 1, 2, or 3 Michelin stars. Have you ever been in a restaurant and not being able to understand the menu as it contains a lot of weird French words everywhere? So many restaurants nowadays, not necessarily in France or Michelin star restaurants, have French words in their menu. For instance, cuisse de grenouille, frog legs in English. So knowing basics in French will definitely be useful. You want to know the best French chef so you can dazzle your lover next time you go to France? Well, Alain Ducasse is the chef with the most stars in the world, with 20 stars in total. Fashion and romance. Do you want to dress elegantly for a chic evening? La mode, fashion in English, and la cosmétique, cosmetics in English, are also famous aspects of French culture. You probably heard about these creators, Chanel, Dior, Yves Saint Laurent, and many more. France is the capital of fashion and elegance. Do you need une robe? A dress in English. Or une chemise? A shirt in English for tête-à-tête? With your lover? Fashion is important in our culture and social life as well as the economy of the country. Both French men and women wear sophisticated and elegant clothes. Oh la la! You want to be romantic with your beloved? Well, end your chic evening by saying je t'aime, I love you in English. As French is a language of love, he will be seduced, I'm sure. Studying. Speaking French allows to join universities and business schools renowned in France. 41 French institutions are counting among the top universities in the world. If you do not have the opportunity to join a French university, it will allow you at least to follow lectures online of the greatest French experts in the world. For instance, in mathematics, you have Cédric Villani. You can look out on the internet about his lectures and presentation. Working. Due to the amount of French speakers in the world, French can bring many opportunities on the international job market. There are so many big French companies in different areas, and having this asset will open doors. For example, automobile industries, Peugeot or Renault, fashion and beauty, as mentioned previously, pharmaceutical industry, Sanofi, aviation industry, Airbus. Nowadays, being able to speak several languages is an advantage to get a job. Well, so now it's your turn. Go on my website, frenchtutoringfun.com, and discover more podcasts and many articles. À bientôt!